What's up, bitches? This is Kaylee. Richard told me that I should give you guys an update on what's going on with me. Well, I'm kind of taking over the world. I've declared war on basic bitches, on retarded plebs, and on broccoli haircuts that listen to Nick Fuentes. Some broccoli haircuts are hot, like my boyfriend Ecash. But those beta bitch groypers have that NPC energy. Ecash has been teaching me how to rap and, do some other stuff. I've been dating him for a few months now, and I don't know a lot about him, except he is hot, has a nice car, is a great rapper, and apparently is Shinobi's nephew. He's completely emotionally unavailable, but cute. As you all know, thanks to me, the Bugle Weekly is by far the most thermodynamically sound Bitcoin podcast in the world. All these other guys are running around with these beta male podcast producers who don't even know how to turn on the volume when they're trying to share a video, let alone turn on a woman. Like, literally, WTF Logan, you fucking idiot. It's your job, and I bet you're not even hot. You make Marty and Matt look more retarded every week than they already are. But I've got my boys Richard and Rod's backs. I'm not going to make them look retarded because I'm the best in the game. People laughed at them when they put out the advertisement looking for a smoking hot blonde that drives a white Jeep Wrangler, but they were based. It offended the bitch-ass mids working at Swan HR when they put it on Bitcoiner Jobs. But what can you do? If you want to change the world, there's no way around offending HR. While the other hoes have been acting like algo goblins, posting thirst traps for plebs to glaze them from their goon caves, I've been quietly building in the background. I've also been going to therapy because I tried to mug a cop and the judge wasn't impressed. My first court-appointed counselor looked more like the rapist than a therapist, so I fired him. I marched my ass back into that courtroom and told the judge to find me someone who didn't have creeper vibes or put me in jail. He decided to set me up with an old lady who is kind of retarded but sweet. I told her that I would only do sessions with her if I could record them for my podcast, and she responded by saying that she didn't know what a podcast was, but she's okay with that. So, look out for that coming soon. You might not have heard as much from me recently, but I'm not fried. It's just lock-in season. Anyways, that's it for my check-in. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Buster Cherry, and you are listening to a premium episode of the world's most thermodynamically sound Bitcoin podcast.
As we're recording this, the breaking news right now, it's about Chud the Builder. What do you know about Chud the Builder? Have you been following Chud T Builder's rise this past couple weeks?
I haven't. I wasn't aware. I need to do some more research on him. I was scrolling his Twitter earlier.
Israni, this is one of your neighbors. This guy is right in your back door. This guy's in the heart of Bitcoin country. He's in Nashville. He's Nashville's top influencer. He's probably, the up and comer to challenge like Clavicular to be like one of the top Zoomer influencers. See, you missed it. You did right under your nose. Right under your nose right there on Broadway Street. Right in the same block where Hawtua rose to fame a couple years ago.
I'm surprised Kaylee hasn't said anything about him.
Yeah, he's like an alpha cowboy, toxic male. He's got a mustache, wears a wife beater. See, he's somewhat muscular, not maybe. He's kind of like a dad bod strength type look, long like a mullet, wears a cowboy hat, and he stands on in the middle of Nashville and he screams slurs. He calls black people jigaboos, calls them the N-word. He treats them the way that a lot of people treat plebs on Twitter. And a lot of plebs is the way they treat, they'll coiners and shit coiners on Twitter. Very like, just like in their face. Like, it's very controversial. He's spraying people with bear mace the other day for getting mad when he called them slurs. things like that. He's like, he got shot apparently, reportedly, or he shot somebody. It's unclear. Two people went to the hospital. But Brocklinger, if it seemed, can't get enough of this guy. I would love him or hate him. He is pushing the boundaries right now on the social media platform, especially when it comes to speech and the reactions or the consequences of pushing free speech boundaries, you know, bringing back slurs, stuff like that, especially in the South, technically.
Yeah, he seems prepared for white boy summer.
Oh, yeah. That's a great summary of Chud the Builder. Chud is, you know, think about the archetypes that history will remember of the first turning, like the first summer of the first turning, white boy summer. And like the, you know, Chud the Builder is not out there maintaining diverse poor equity and, you know, holding back his feelings because, you know, BB wants like a globalist order of cooperation. Chud the Builder is out there not even doing America first, like doing, you know, white skin or, you know, white pride first. And, you know, so far nobody is able to, you know, stand up to him, tell him he can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, you see these overreactions a lot whenever there's like a real clamp down on something. There's real opportunity for somebody to come along. So like, you know, the feminist HR ladies took over, which created the market for a guy like Andrew Tate to come into existence. Wherever there's like repression, there's going to be an extreme overreaction one way or another of somebody responding, which has the potential to shift the Overton window in a way, because a guy like this comes along and there's going to be more people that follow him, you know, and all of a sudden there's going to be like 100 broccoli haircut age males run around calling black people the N-word, you know, and TikToking it. And then all of a sudden, you know, then everybody's just saying the N-word again, kind of like they're saying gay and retard.
But it's, you know, it's like if you're on Instagram or TikTok, one of the things that you easily get into the algorithm of like crusade memes. There was like this old crusade movie. It was made like 15, 20 years ago. I can't remember the name of it right now. But it's
Kingdom
like the Kingdom of Heaven, and like the King Leopold had leprosy and he had like this crazy like metal mask. It's very iconic. And there's a lot, he's in a lot of these memes. And it's the white Christian, you know, army from Europe. And they're taking the Holy Land back, and they're taking taking everything, you know, conquering the seat of culture, seat of civilization, being the in charge of and shepherding the gravity well of cultural and civilization forward into the future. But while that is, you know, kind of happening right now, Israel is like fucking Middle East mogging and making sure that nobody tries to pull off any crusades against them, or they're going to be ground dust like their, you know, their enemies like Hamas and Hezbollah. But, you know, guys like Chud the Builder are taking back slurs one by one. We got retard back. You can say faggot on Twitter now. Again, you can pretty much say faggot anywhere at this point. I think you probably don't say it on TV. At least Fox News fucking bleeped. You can't say gun on YouTube. They always like blur that, or Instagram, but you can like say faggot. That's coming back. They're going for the N-word, big talk. Chud the Builder is like a berserker in the assault on Area 51 7 or 8 years ago. Chud the Builder is just going in. He's like the juggernaut, an X-Men plowing through walls and just calling people slurs, any slurs you can get away with. And he's testing the boundaries, and more, you know, more surgical, whatever, clever people will come in behind him. But they're pushing boundaries. They are taking slurs back. This is a crusade to take back English language, because the English language is the centerpiece of like Western civilization. Spanish kind of is always been a huge element there, but it's like English is number one in the world. So whoever owns the center of language, the English language, that's like the holy land, like the digital holy land, or you know, the whatever holy land. It's like podcasters are so important. This is why Chad the Builder, you know, is a not himself necessarily a traditional podcaster, but he's a podcaster of action. It's an action podcast. That kind of thing. It's a crusade. We're in the crusade moments on culture. Cultural crusades are left and right everywhere you look.
It's interesting to watch. I mean, I'm waiting to say the N-word until the 4th of July. Because I got intelligence. That's when Donald Trump was going to issue an executive order giving white people their privileges back. So I'm waiting until then. But I cheat now and again. And I say the N-word. And specifically, you know, like when I'm having sex with my wife, you know, sometimes I'll whisper it in her ear and she'll giggle a little bit. But I mean, what do you make of this, of like the breakdown of like the hardcore purity test in mainstream culture? Do we come to a place in the future where there aren't the purity tests, or the purity test just going to shift with the Overton window? There's going to be a whole new set of ones. Oh, you're muted on your mic. On your physical mic, you hit a button.
All right. Is that better? We're back. Anyways, that's a good question. And to go back to what you're saying about waiting until the 4th of July to say the N-word. It's good to, even when you get your rights back or you get slurs back, to exercise moderation and restraint. Now that you're the only one who can restrain yourself, nobody else has the power to prevent you from saying a slur. The onus is on you to show self-restraint, because you look at like Shinobi. He calls everyone a retard. He doesn't save it for special occasions like 4th of July. Like, you know, if somebody blows up a firework in their hand, that's a retard. That's a retarded thing to do. But, you know, we say it every day. It loses its impact. And it's these purity tests, like every other test, in the legacy society, in legacy cultural system, doesn't matter, because you can just game it with ChatGPT and AI. Like, people can use AI to get around or to pass even the hardest to pass purity tests. Or at least it's people are good enough to reduce the certainty or possibility. So nobody is able to verify authenticity. Proof of work's even getting harder to identify. Impurity tests are getting harder to grade, because you don't know enough about your subject. Things are happening too quickly. AI can't keep up. Neither can purity tests.
So you think that Jack Cruz running around calling everybody and their mother a Fabian is kind of taking the power out of calling somebody Fabian? Is that a psyop? Is he actually in league with the Fabians, trying to create cover for them?
That's one way to look at it. But the better way to look at it, in my opinion, is that in this moment, if you've been paying attention to the current things, the situations we've all been monitoring over the course of the last 12 months, it has been examples of, you know, starting at the beginning of 2025, the failure of the local government, the institution of like Southern California. Like, their firefighters had no water. The mayors, they're just deploying like gay TikTokers who couldn't help people and carry them out of a burning house. Nobody's allowed to rebuild their house. The institution's failed. Brown University, the Ivy League system, the all plagiarism, the healthcare system, the CDC, all these institutions are failing, and everyone's people who were on the inside knew it very early, and now everybody in the general public, the plebs, know it. But you're incentivized to strip, to pillage the value, the equity of that institution for as much value as possible. Or whatever value there is of calling people Fabians on podcasts, in a year, a few months, a few weeks, it'll be zero. So you have to get your money. Like Kanye West, using the N-word, singing songs about Hitler and Nazis, is monetizable.
You have just listened to a preview of a premium Bugle Weekly episode where Rod and Richard discuss the nature of what it means to actually be subversive. If you would like to listen to the full episode, you will have to choose to be subversive by buying the episode using the Lightning Network. Thank you for being a listener to the Bugle Weekly.